This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are that exceptional American, welcome aboard on this radio show. And we're more than happy to have all of you come on board. The thousands flock to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're really happy to have people here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. We know that we're one of the better radio shows in the land. We appreciate your listenership, and we appreciate all of your support for, well, Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster out here in the hinterlands. No, just everywhere, because we know that we, as a radio program, and we, as a large group, if you will, of radio show hosts, because listen, there's 36 hours of talk radio, that's offered to you here on Red State Talk Radio. 36 hours. We're the largest provider of digital talk radio in the nation, if not the world. And I like to think it's the world. It's this totalitarian thing, if you know what I mean. Come on. You know, we can have some fun with this totalitarian business, right? Gavin Newsom is. He's taking away the death penalty, and now you're just free to kill anybody you want and live forever in utopia. Known as California, utopia. The utopian plan, the grand plan. That's pretty bizarre out there, huh? To think about it, I think it's incredibly bizarre, but, you know, that's just me. I just happen to be one of those kind of people. Anyway, we're going to be getting in touch, I believe, as soon as things get quieted down with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here pretty soon, and we're fishing for him right now out on the internet. We're trying to find him. If he's in existence, where is he? I don't know. Scott Adams, can you hear us out there? Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and we're going to be... we're going to be talking to Scott here momentarily. And anyway, we think we got him on. We want to try and get him on Skype, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but we're also going to either that or go to the phone lines to pick him up. We'll figure out what we've got going on that one. We do know that he's on Skype, so we're going to try Skype and see if he picks up. And I suspect he will, because we know that Scott Adams is a really big player We're actually having a little bit of fun here. We're getting to voicemail. But we don't want voicemail. We want the real Scott Adams. So if he could, Scott, if you could pick up on your Skype line, we'd appreciate it. But my cell phone just won't be able to pick you up and put you on the show. So pick up on your Skype line. We're getting coded messages here now, Scott. We're going to call him one more time on the Skype and see if he can pick up. There we go. Okay, we'll see if we get him. Okay, we're checking it out. One more time here, Scott. Pick up. Pick up on the line for us, and we'll get you. Ah, here we go. They get that ding, ding, ding going on. Now I think we got him. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got the right Skype thing going on. And hey, what is really going on in your world, man? You're really out there pushing the envelope. A lot of different things going on. You got 3 hours of radio that you have to do now. Poor you. Poor you. I mean, we welcome to the Three World Hour.
Red State had one heck of a weekend this weekend. So the Scott Adams Show, Red State, we were kind of representing Red State. And we held a big event in New York. And we also helped put together on our billboard in Times Square, we put all the show hosts up this weekend, all of them. And in addition to that, we put up this General Flynn Defense Fund. That just went completely viral over the internet. We got hundreds of thousands of views. We got about 10,000 likes and 10,000 retweets. I mean, it was just completely skyrocketed. I think the president and some of his people, Donald Trump Jr., acknowledged it and retweeted it. Jack Posobiec retweeted it. A lot of major players in the social media world. We're all over this thing, and it went completely viral. And we planted that up there Saturday night just before the event that we were hosting. And I checked my cell phone, for the Twitter, and it was like lighting up like a Christmas tree. And I'm like, what's going on? it was really great. And what's amazing? You and I were talking today even about me appearing here on your show, and the thing about it is that the numbers for Red State today were like almost I think a record. And I don't know if it had to do with the social media over the weekend or our endorsement of General Flynn and helping him get funding, but I also can tell you that it has something to do, I think, with Justice Jeanine. Poor Justice Jeanine getting canceled this weekend, and she's also going to be canceled for the next weekend. And I really think we're going through like a civil war of free speech and a war of ideas in our country where the left wants to shut everything down.
Yep.
And even Fox News. But people who listen to Red State, they'll listen to Judge Jeanine. They'll listen to Maria Bartiromo, maybe Waters World. But at the end of the day, when you start to pull the plug on conservative voices over the weekend, people are craving real conservative voices that speak pragmatic truth on Monday morning. And I'm telling you, what happened today is I saw numbers I hadn't seen before.
Right.
Monday morning. And I think it's because people were really wanting to hear something different than this liberal trash that they get in and out on a loop over the weekend on the cable news.
Yeah, I certainly agree, and I it's very, very obvious that especially when you take a look at it on the East Coast now, I see what they did to Judge Jeanine, which is so typical of how we have seen what's happened to conservatives on the left coast. Now they've come out and hammered her. Which I think was something, what she said was, I thought, very innocuous, but very appropriate. And again, this is an attack on free speech by Fox News, unfortunately. And this has been something, though, that Scott, you and I have talked about ad nauseum, about the direction of Fox News and other sources out there. They're certainly turning to the left in some sort of appeal. And Judge Jeanine, I thought, was absolutely spot on. And if we can't have this discussion at the level that she was having, we're in deep trouble as a nation. That's why we at Fox we at Red State Talk Radio really denounce what happened to Judge Jeanine. It needs to, she needs to have her freedom of speech just like the other side has been afforded. Anyway, we've got a break coming up and more of Scott Adams on the Scott Adams Show here on Red State Talk Radio's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about all the things that are going on with Red State Talk Radio and a whole assemblage of things. One of the big things, Scott, is our association affiliation now with Epoch Times, the Epoch Times.
Yes, we have them up on our billboard in Times Square. We have a pipeline of their talented writers that we follow every day. We read their work. So it's a really good partnership because – where they represent, you know, the print media, and they have ties into television media. They are, I think, looking for a strong radio partner, and we can provide the radio conduit for them as well. And it takes a village, really. I mean, you know, we're trying to get our message, our conservative message, out to as broad of a spectrum of people as we possibly can, because we want to win elections. We want to take our country back. We want to keep our government out of the hands of the AOCs and the Ilhan Omars and the Rashid Tlaibs and even the Eric Swalwells and the Nancy Pelosi's. I mean, these are people that are not ready to lead America to its future and to its future destination. I think that, you know, there's nothing to complain about with regard to Donald Trump. You know, they want to blame Donald Trump for the New Zealand attack, for example. That's just ridiculous and out the lunch. You know, David Duke supported Ilhan Omar. So what? That doesn't make Ilhan Omar a white supremacist, you know?
No.
I mean, it's just ridiculous to have these kinds of radical associations. And again, when Trump, you know, leaves office in 2024, let's hope he gets that term. You know, what is the mainstream media going to do when they, you know, they basically can't talk about Trump anymore? Saturday Night Live, Trump tweeted out that they ought to be considered an arm of the Democrat Party and subject to FEC rules. So should the social media. But in addition to that, you just got it across the board where basically Trump becomes the centerpiece to every single thing that's happening, not only in America, but the world. Take a look at Brexit. Brexit, they're saving their savior right now for the clean break is Trump negotiating bilateral deals with the Brexit community. Basically, and Trump then honored that and countered and tweeted out, looking forward to making great deals with the United Kingdom. That's their only way out, because as we've seen with multilateral deals and as we've seen with Brexit and European Union, once you tie those knots, you cannot untie them. If you ever had a shoe knot in your shoe, you could not undo. You had to basically just cut the cord in order to get the string out. I mean, That's what Brexit. That's what the European Union is illustrating.
Where did you get that analogy? The string and the foot and the shoe.
What's that?
That's a great analogy. The string of the shoe and the foot. That was a great analogy.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I look at two pieces of cloth woven together, and what you have is you end up giving up the United Kingdom's autonomy and sovereignty to unelected officials in Brussels controlling your country. And now we're seeing firsthand, if they really wanted to pull out, what's going to happen to them. And of course, they're threatening with all kinds of punishment and penalty. And it's someone like Trump that they're now looking to say, hey, we need bilateral deals. It's the same reason why Trump didn't want TPP. It's the same reason why Trump doesn't like multilateral deals, because there's always somebody that's cheating or not living up to the expectation to where you would rather have more control over the deal that you're in. And bilateral deals give you that full control, whether, you know, to get out when there's a breach of contract or not. And so whether you're talking about trade or you're talking about unions like the European Union, it's this same fundamental underlying problem. And again, Trump is not only the talk of the town in our country. They're trying to pin him on the New Zealand attack, but they're also talking about him being the savior for Brexit.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition for him. But again, there's this concerted attempt, as you know, all around the world, and certainly here in this country, from the left, like you see the mad dogs that are going on over here in California. It was kind of interesting if you take a look at Gavin Newsom and listen to him and how closely aligned he sounds to Beto O'Rourke and the rest of those leftists over there. And, of course, the people that are condemning Trump and Jeanine Pirro, that are Islamic. It's all one and the same. And anytime there's going to be a catastrophe, it's going to be Trump's fault. And the left, the media, who are kowtowing to these people, and even the whole nations now, like New Zealand and Australia, appear to be kowtowing to the extreme vulgarities of the left. It seems that Donald Trump's going to be tagged with everything from everybody, and we're just going to have to continue to come back and press and press and press harder. That these comments, however they're characterizing him, of course, is not true. That's where I think Judge Jeanine kind of ran into trouble with Fox News. What's your take on Fox News at this point, Scott?
Disappointment. disappointing. They were given an opportunity and they squandered it. They squandered this opportunity. You know, it was the American people that gave them their numbers. And the reason why is they had Roger Ailes and some other people that were smart enough to understand that all of the mainstream media was liberally biased. And they came in and basically they had a huge win. They exploited an opportunity. And for the good of America, really, and that was that in the late 90s, they basically were able to take 50% of the entire cable news market, 50%, because the other 50% then, say there's seven, like PBS, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, you know, there's about seven of them. So they each get their crumb, which is 7% of the pie, right? Seven times seven is 49.
Right.
Fox News waltzes in, takes 51% of the market. And they don't have to share it with anybody. So now they get to say, hey, we actually have more numbers than MSNBC and CNN combined. Yeah, that's right, because CNN and MSNBC are stuck with their little 7% pizza slice, right? And Fox News runs away with it. But then Fox News took advantage.
Right.
And so Trump beautifully tweeted out that Neville's and Leland Vitter and Shepard Smith, you know, ought to be working for CNN the way they behave. You know, they're complete and total lack of neutrality.
See, what date was that tweet came out? Was it Friday of last week? Thursday?
No,
Friday?
Came out over the weekend.
Came out. Is this after Neville's?
And Leland Vitter just basically trashing Trump every chance that they get.
And for those of you that don't watch or haven't heard what goes on in the weekends, really at Fox News, it's trash Trump time continuously. The vitriol, especially from Leland Vitter, and there used to be a couple of other people that were there, and they seem to have moved on. But Fox News on the weekend is everybody taking an absolute full-on assault against Trump, which is totally inappropriate. But then you have Judge Jeanine who steps up, and one of the most watched shows in TV right now, Judge Jeanine, and she responds to the rabid comments from this radical Islamic representative, if you will, and she gets taken off. There's something wrong with that picture at Fox News. That's the point.
Right. And this is not the first time we've seen this happen.
Right.
But, you know, and Justice Jeanine doesn't deserve it. I mean, what she said was totally valid, that Sharia law is incompatible with our Constitution.
Yep.
It's a fact. And what they're trying to do in exploiting the population control in certain key districts in Minnesota with people from Somalia and people who support Sharia law.
Yep.
Is a detriment to our country because you got a guy, a woman like Ilhan Omar or Tlaib that basically can weigh in on national politics.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, Red State Talk Radio, and with the explosion, what's happening at Red State Talk Radio, good things happening at Red State Talk Radio, and we're really glad that all of you are our treasured listeners. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. Scott, as you take a look at the landscape, political landscape going forward for the Trump campaign, what's it look like for you?
Does it take a look at the landscape where?
The political landscape going forward for Donald Trump in the election.
Oh, I think he's going to win in a landslide. So, you know, when we take a look at the states that Donald Trump lost, Nevada, I think the economy is helping Las Vegas boom. I think that people are going to gamble more. They're going to stay at these hotels. They're going to do more entertainment. They have more discretionary income. You take a look at Minnesota. You got Ilhan Omar. You got Rashid Tlaib. You got them making a mockery out of our system. You got Keith Ellison beating up women every chance he gets. I mean, you got these people in Minnesota that even Minnesotans are going to be basically just sick and tired of the corruption and the ridiculousness of these radical Democrats that are, I think, misrepresenting the state of Minnesota. That's Minnesota. We just talked about Nevada and Minnesota. Now, Colorado, I think, has another problem, and that is the marijuana smoking, the free, you know, the open marijuana thing. What's happening with Colorado is they're finding out that the tax boon that they were expecting is not a tax. It's not going to be a tax windfall. It's actually going to be kind of like not that great, if not even a tax loss, a tax burden. But for sure, in every case study where pot legalization of pot has happened, it's not really resulted in a big, huge tax win. And so that's been an underperformance right there. And then the second part is they're doing brain scans. They're doing and then you're going to start to see traffic reports and accidents reports, and also the difficulties in for law enforcement to track and monitor DUIs, right? Because it's different under when you're high than when you're drunk. So there's going to be a lot of different factors that are going to factor in. After they get done some medical analysis with regard to brain scans, I think that you're going to start to see that this truly is a gateway drug. And you're going to start to see more and more people get addicted onto heroin and taking cocaine. And, you know, the gateway, if marijuana is the gateway drug, they step it up. So I think Colorado is going to shift in favor of Trump. And then you have even New Mexico, which I think will clearly see benefits with regard to the border wall that we know is going up thanks to that North Dakota firm with Tommy Fisher and him being able to lay out a mile a day of border wall at a fraction of what was expected to be the cost. The guy could do 234 miles for $1.4 billion. That's chump change. And that's less money than what Trump has on hand, which is over $4 billion at his quick disposal right now as we speak. So the wall is being built. Now you got North Carolina. Where's the RNC going to have their big parade? You know, the big convention?
Right.
They have it at Charlotte, North Carolina. Then you take a look at Virginia, another state that Trump can flip. And this state of Virginia, that where we are in the Beltway here in D.C. in Arlington, I'm telling you, Northam with the blackface and Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, with the raping charges that whose victims actually had contemporaneous testimony, unlike what happened against Kavanaugh, and the hypocrisy and the double standards isn't going to fly. And Virginia is going to flip. And so you're going to have that. And then there's a lot of talk about Pennsylvania booming, because especially in the southwestern part, because of steel, coal, and fracking, and energy, and shale. And all of that is booming right now for Pennsylvania. And so you're going to start to see, I think, Pennsylvania become something that Trump can hold. And Wisconsin's getting Foxconn. They're going to hold Wisconsin. Michigan, you see how Trump is going to bat with the automakers right now and going against Mary Barra from the GM company. Because she's not doing right, not only in Lordstown, Ohio, but also in Michigan, where she's not investing enough. Whereas other companies like Toyota and BMW and Volkswagen and Fiat Chrysler are investing more money than they have in decades back into Michigan. So Michigan will probably be a hold. That was part of the blue wall.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how Donald Trump just takes them on? You know, here you have GM, and they're really, in terms of what's best for America, not behaving well. So he's just out there in their faces. What other president has ever done that so that we could save jobs here?
You'd have to go back to Teddy Roosevelt or someone like that to really get somebody who speaks up for the common man. And by the way, Paul, one most important thing, the socialists hate it because the socialists cannot succeed with a thriving, vibrant middle class because they need a powerful elite to control the sheep, the poor.
That's right.
They can't function when you got a middle class that knows exactly what color they want to paint their truck, what color they want to paint their picket fence, what kind of house they want to buy, what religion they want to pray to, and they don't like to be taxed, burdened with regulations. They want to keep their gun, you know, and they are big enough in their britches to where they don't need to be pushed around or told what to do. Socialists hate that. And that's what Donald Trump is trying to build back up. You know, in the opening of my show, it says every single day that I do my show, you got the Paul Harvey stuff. But then you also got President Trump's inauguration speech where he says, we're not transferring power from one party to another. We're transferring power from Washington back to you, the people. And he meant it. And the way you get to prosperity and the way you get to health benefits and the way you get to vacations and happiness is through jobs. People are coming off the food stamp market. The labor participation is growing. And people are still complaining, well, what about the national debt and what about the spending? Well, this newest proposal is trying to curb spending. But you're going to have, you know, a fight on your hands with that. We had to beef back up our military. Otherwise, we were going to be sitting ducks and pressured and pressed and tested. We don't want to be tested. We don't want conflict or war. You know, so the best way you go about doing that is to have a military that no one would ever question.
And, you know, this is one of the things that happens. The RAND Corporation, just on the defense issue and on why we need a strong defense, the RAND Corporation ran some scenarios a couple weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, and showed that we would lose any kind of war with China if it happened in the South China Sea or if it happened around Taiwan. Right now, we would lose. They would basically dominate the whole battlefront, which is really very, very telling about where we stand in the world, at least in that part of the world. We're not defensible. We cannot put up a proper defense for those areas of the world. What's to stop them from coming to Central America, South America, under that sort of scenario? See, that's why we need the strong defense.
Absolutely. Not only that, but you have new technologies like laser. You have satellite busters and all kinds of things. We need redundancy. We need redundancy in our electrical grid against electromagnetic pulses attacks. We need redundancy in our satellite infrastructure. There's a lot we need. Obama left us out to hang and dry. I mean, literally, Obama was the worst thing that happened to America. One of the worst things that ever happened to America, I would actually say. You know, just don't even forget about the fact that there has been more mass shootings under Obama than perhaps in the history of America. There have been more racial riots than we've seen in decades, you know, under Obama. The divisiveness under Obama was like nothing we've ever seen before. His race-baiting, foolish ways. And Trump is trying to put all the pieces back together. And he's doing a fine job with it. But let's face it, it takes more than 2 years.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to make sure that he gets another 4 years after 2020. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And we got one big segment left, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You know, we've been talking about Judge Jeanine, and Howard Kurtz had made some comments about this. This is Howard Kurtz's comment that it said something to the effect that Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran 3359 tells women to cover so they won't get molested. In her adherence to this Islamic doctrine, indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution. Scott, it's really unfortunate that she can make a comment like that, which is so truthful and has been made numerous times by Fox people themselves, yet this time she's removed.
Well, what does Ilhan Omar think, that she's going to get raped in Congress by the other male congressmen? I mean, you know, it's kind of... Is that what you were suggesting? That, Howie Kurtz was suggesting that
the I guess. Hijab? Well, know. I find it interesting that they changed the rules of the Congress by allowing her to have a
right. I mean,
on her head.
There was a lot of people that wanted to wear a yarmulke and didn't. And they were told no. And, you know, partly it was, goes back to, you know, wearing tall hats and in the different customary times,
right.
You know. But people honored and respected, and they said, okay, well, we're going to keep religion away from Congress because Congress is really where you're representing all people, not just one particular religious sect. But once you put on, you know, your hijab, rather than wear a patriotic flag, then you're not representing the country anymore. You're representing your religion. And it's all through all these different symbols, and there's nothing more symbolic than that. Not only that, but we happen to know, if you go back to, you know, the Arafat days, you know, and beyond that,
right.
You know, that it's been the Muslims that have been, you know, hijacking planes and killing innocent women and children. It's been the Muslims that have the worst humanitarian systems and rules. They throw gays off of the tops of roofs. They stone women to death. They have medieval, you know, ridiculous ways of thinking. Not only that, but she's been on record as supporting Sharia law, and that somehow the West doesn't understand Sharia law. The West doesn't understand the meaning of Hezbollah. The West doesn't understand all these different things. The West clearly understands what they see. And what they see is a hateful, mean, nasty, ignorant person like Ilhan Omar.
Right.
You saw the way she behaved against Abrams, a guy that I'm not even a big fan of. But she's just so mean and vile and
she's
despicable.
She's really very, very mean, vile, and more than despicable. Absolutely. That's the problem is, you know, I never have been an Elliot Abrams fan. But to have somebody treated so poorly and so rudely was really a shock. She should have been censured by the Congress. She was not. And again, they're pandering to her and her religious beliefs, which you don't see them pandering to our Christian beliefs, not at all. No, in fact, they seem to be standing in opposition to it.
Well, the Democrat Party for rewarding her with a top secret clearance in a foreign affairs committee post. That's ridiculously dumb. And shame on Nancy Pelosi for allowing that to happen.
Right. Well, Nancy Pelosi's another picture problem, isn't she? And certainly for us out here in California. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about where we're going to go with Red State Talk Radio so the listeners understand that there's huge opportunity for Red State Talk Radio and the listeners.
We're going to the moon. We're going to the moon and back and beyond. And Red State, we are seeing numbers and it's unbelievable, really, what's happening with Red State. And I'm really proud of our lineup. I think our lineup is just the best. I mean, literally, you know, I come from the wrestling world where you each have a weight class, 125, 130, you know, all the way up to, and by the way, this weekend coming up, Nationals. It's going to be good for me. But, you know, I'll put my Paul Preston up against their, you know, their 141 pounder any day of the week.
You know,
sure you will. You know, their 9 a.m. pounder or whatever you want to say. You know, we're just having fun here. But I'll put my 9 a.m. guy up, Paul Preston. You know, Eastern, 9 a.m. Eastern, right? I'll put my 9 a.m. guy up against anybody in the world. And I know that Paul Preston's smarter than anybody going against him. And Larry Freese at 7 a.m., I'll put my 7 a.m. guy up against anybody. And Tori at 12 noon, I got my girl Tori going against anybody at 12 noon, right? Anybody. Bring them. So I'm just saying that what we have in terms of a lineup is something that you and me and Red State can all be proud of. I think we have a solid lineup. I mean, I just admire the people that we have representing Red State. And, you know, unlike Fox News, we have a lot more talent than Fox News, actually.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, we're just a radio company, but we got Larry Freese. We got Jim White from Northwest Liberty News, right? We got Charles Butler, C.L. Bryant, Bill Martinez, you know, Paul Preston, Larry Freese, Scott Adams, Tori Lindemann, I mean, you and J.J. McCartney. We even have G.R. Mobley, who talks about the Constitution every day. I mean, we have Frank Gaffney, you know, so it's acquired taste, but Frank Gaffney. We have don't forget about Brian Bonner and the Bonners, and they've been with Red State for almost as long as Paul's been with Red State. So, I mean, we have a really great lineup all the way up and down the day from 7 a.m. Todd Huff, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. all the way up until like midnight. It's incredible.
Well, the thing is that what I'm discovering, I'm really discovering that the people's use of the Red State Talk Radio app on their iPhones and on their phones, and it's really, I mean, everybody now comes up to me with their phone and they show me the app or they show us Red State Talk Radio
You know what's better than those things? You know, even iPhone users can go out and get the Google Assistant. I recommend it.
Google Assistant, right.
Yeah, Tori turned me on to this, actually. She said, get the Google Assistant. And you can literally say, okay, Google, play Red State Talk Radio.
And
boom.
Yeah. I think someone the other day had one of those things going on. It was really kind of clever because they talked into the phone, and there it was. We were playing on Red State Talk Radio. Listen, Scott, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, buddy. Good luck. We'll be talking. Okay, bye. That was Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio with Red State Talk Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Orville Dam has failed.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Programming note, we will have Victor Davis Hanson on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be talking about California, New California, all the different things going on. This is going to be the 20th right now, unless there's been any change. This is a date that's actually been pretty much set, so we're looking forward to Victor Davis Hanson being on the show with us. We're going to get a bunch of other people that are going to be really surprising people that are going to be on the radio show with us here at Agenda 21 Radio. Now, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, agenda21radio.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'll tell you, it's been, it's been an interesting journey so far with New California, and it's going to get more interesting as New California actually unfolds and becomes the 51st state. It's going to happen. Today is day 18 of the financial collapse of California. We're monitoring it very closely. We understand what's going to be happening, and we understand there's a grand plan working against us. We get it. We have those that are going to ultimately rise in opposition. They're not really doing it too much right now. They're kind of conflicted because they really don't know what to do with this whole state movement, and it's in an off election year, so they're kind of off balance a little bit. I don't know if that was part of the plan or that's just, you know, just something that happens when you form a new state, because it's almost like childbirth. Yeah, it's almost like childbirth. I mean, really, I get that as a dad. I understand. Well, moms, I mean, you understand, right? Birthing can be difficult, but it also can be very rewarding, as all of us parents know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to run for time now. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. We have the convention coming up. And that convention, 4th Constitutional Convention for New California State, is going to be May 17th and 18th in Fresno, California. We really look forward to you being there. So go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and register and get the information. Tickets are low right now, but are going to go up at the end of the week. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.